100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon, freshly walked out from going to the Waffle House. Man, I love them hash browns. A little too much. I got my flu shot and my COVID shot on Friday, and I still feel like crap. It'll be another day or two. At least I got it in the right arm this time, although maybe I should just have it in the butt. Anyway, it's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week is unsafe. If it's taking you a little extra time to come up with the story, send them on in. I'll put them up on the feed in a separate post. It's a very long weekend, which means I have no excuses. We'll see what excuses I come up with. And it's September, which means maybe it's time for George. We'll see. Tune in tomorrow. Anyway, the topic for this week was unsafe. Let's go ahead and listen to the stories, and I'll see you on the other side.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 958 with the prompt of unsafe. Here's my story. Bilbert woke in the dark. He lay on his back and his arm hung off the side of the bed. His hand rested on something soft and warm that rose and fell in a slow, steady rhythm. When he poked it with his finger, it was squishy. "Sabrina!" Bilbert shouted as he sat up. "What are you doing in here? Did you feel unsafe?"
"I couldn't sleep," she looked up at him. "I thought if I held your hand, I could relax. I guess I fell asleep."
"I guess you did," Bilbert mumbled. "That wasn't your hand I was holding." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard. And here's my story. It's called NSFW. The email was sent by a vague acquaintance. "Thought you might like to see these," was the subject line. I had my doubts. It was full of links to dubiously named websites, and the slightly ominous preface, "Warning, not safe for work." Since he'd sent it to my work email, and there was no way I was going to forward it to my personal address, I reckoned I'd take a chance. I waited for a quiet moment, then clicked a few. They all seemed broken. Like work's IT system. Wrecked by a virus from stupidly clicking an email link. Let's be careful out there, folks. Until next time, goodbye.
Hello, everyone. Lizzie here. I'm happy to be back, finally. And here's my story for this week. It was dark. The swamp was weird. It bubbled for some mysterious reason. And she had to step into it to prove herself, they said. To be part of the gang. The whole thing was pathetic, of course, but you'll only be cool at school if the cool kids accept you. So, the swamp it was. Good thing she had a flashlight. She pointed at the others just to make sure they were still there. And it took exactly 0.4 seconds for the thing to snack on them. We're gone. Well, guess I'm the coolest kid now, she thought. And this is my story for this week, or by my blog at lizzygoodcough.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Bottle of Red, Bottle of White. Lenny took a seat at the back of the bar. As his saintly mother would say, with your back to the wall. He had a clear sight of the door as he ate his linguine. When the waiter moved on his right side, he kept him in his peripheral vision. In the world Lenny lived, being unsafe meant being unalive. He kept sufficient firepower under his regular table, the one with the hinged steel plate. He might have been a wise guy, but as the bullets from the bathroom behind him hit him in the back, the linguine turned a bit redder. And that's it for tonight. Good night, America, wherever you are.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
My lawyer maintained my conviction was unsafe. The villagers disagreed. The evidence was crystal clear, they argued. I owned a black cat, I had a weird birthmark, and a third nipple. Probably. Nobody was willing to actually check that out. Then there were the failing crops that had blighted the village since my arrival, and the fact that I never went to church. Mostly circumstantial evidence, protested my lawyer. And he did his job well. My conviction was overturned, and I was free. Unfortunately for him, the villagers were right, and they knew it. Now he's the one who's unsafe.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
IKEA says you should bolt the dresser to the wall to keep it from tipping over. Otherwise, a kid could open the top drawers and have the thing crush them. So I did, and the dresser has yet to tip over. Even when a tornado struck the neighborhood and everything was destroyed, the dresser was still standing. It's a miracle, said my wife. I took a photo of the thing and sent it to IKEA. Here, take one of me, I said, handing my phone to my wife. That's when the damn thing tipped over and crushed me to death.
All right, that's it for this week. The weekly challenge, if it's a little short, it's because I guess folks are a little tired after all these hundreds of thousands of everything, and it's okay. Hopefully you're writing other things or being creative somewhere else or helping folks out. You would think I would get off my ass and do something. I don't know. Anyway, the weekly challenge for next week, if you're still in it, is package. So go ahead and write them stories up. The weekly challenge list is linked from the show notes. Even if I get it wrong, you can click and, oh, that's what the real one is. I'm just kind of a dumbass. Let's see if I actually record the George stories for this week. Let's see. We'll find out. I'm just feeling a little better, a little fatter, though. I did not make any progress over the month. All this walking, all the pain, all the whatever. And then I just ate like a pig now and then and skipped a few walks and a few extra carbs and boom. So, try again in September. We'll see. I really do like the walks, though, even though they wear me out. Tomorrow is is a day off. Tuesday is a day off. Maybe I'll go down to Destin on Tuesday. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, thank you all for suffering along. And as always, keep it brief.